Well, The Rock on MSU's campus has been an important part of the university's history since the late 1800s. Today, it serves as a billboard of sorts for a great number of different student groups who paint over it on almost a daily basis. And over the years, the paint has really built up. So much so that a slab of The Rock recently fell off. And instead of disposing of it, the MSU surplus store and a local jeweler decided to make it into unique keepsakes called Spartan Agate. Joining us in the studio, our jeweler, Mel Swartz, the creator of Spartan Agate. Welcome, Mel.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
And also MSU surplus store manager, Chris Jolly.
Hi.
Hi, Chris. Chris, let's talk about the history and tradition of The Rock. Most people right around us know about it, but explain what it is.
Sure. The Rock was donated to campus in 1873 by a group of students, their graduating class. It sat next to Beaumont Tower for several years. It was known as Engagement Rock at that time and was a good hot spot for romantic couples to meet up. And over the years, it became more of a place for political slogans and different type of student group advertisements, and it was moved to the auditorium area in 1985, I think. And has been there since. And
a lot of great photographs of couples sitting on the bench in front of The Rock. What happens now at The Rock?
The Rock is painted almost daily. There's a lineup. I had a student group who wanted to paint it a couple weeks ago, and they had to sleep in overnight just to have a shot at it. So it's first come, first serve. I believe you have to register now to have a spot to be able to paint it.
And a piece of The Rock recently fell off. What happened then?
It was a full, almost 2-inch thick sheet of paint that just kind of peeled off and fell
wow.
on the ground. A staff member brought it to us and wanted to know if we could do something with it because we upcycle all sorts of different types of things. We weren't sure what to do with it, so that employee said, I know a person who would like to try to do something with it. Would you let her try? And I said, sure.
And that brings Mel Swartz into the picture. We'll post a picture on our website, but Mel, can you describe what these man-made gemstones look like?
Well, they're quite lovely. I imagine if you envision all the students painting the rock over the years, they use pretty much every color imaginable. So it's a beautiful banded-looking stone, even though it's man-made. It looks somewhat similar to fordite, which is a type of stone that came from the automobile industry in the painting bays for decades and decades. The cars used to be hand-painted, and the paint would accumulate on the racks and the tracks and the fixtures, and periodically they'd have to chip it off. And it's very hard because it's been baked over and over, and somewhere along the line someone found out you could handle it just like a lapidary material and cut it and shape it and polish it.
What do you have when you first start working with this? Chris described an inch thick.
Well, the pieces I received weren't quite that thick. It was just a few random pieces, just a few pounds. And it was initially quite soft and very gummy because, as Chris said, the students can't even paint it every night. And it's not using house paint, you know, oil and latex and a blend. And it's not really allowed to cure. And additionally, often it traps moisture between the layers because they paint rain or shine. And so when I received my piece, it was very, very kind of gummy and flexible and soft, not something you could imagine you could do something with. But I dried it in my sunroom basically for over a year, and that can get very hot, you know, if it's closed up. And it drove out as much moisture as possible and cured the paint, and then it became more easy to work with.
I'm speaking with Mel Swartz, a local jeweler who makes Spartan Agate out of a slab of paint that fell off The Rock on the MSU campus. Also, Chris Jolly joins us, the manager of the MSU surplus store. Briefly, what kinds of jewelry are you creating with this?
Well, I received the paint actually a few years ago, and it dried for about a year. So I've been producing jewelry now, I would say, less than a year. At this time, I make necklaces, earrings. I have plans to make a few other items, you know, more men's type of items.
What colors do these things turn out to be? Because
every color you could possibly imagine.
You brought a few examples.
Yeah,
here with you.
This is some paint that's partially finished, but it's starting to reveal the layers and the colors, and possibly you can put that picture up on your
it's
website.
Kind of a smattering of different patterns and colors.
Yeah. I mean, this is how it looks originally. Not very attractive.
Well, there's a lot of green and white in there, though, so I suppose.
Predominantly.
You got a lot of green and white that ends up on the rock, I imagine.
But it's very colorful. Every color you could imagine. And it's two-sided also.
Chris, what did you think when you first saw some of the finished products?
I thought it was great. Like I said, we're always looking at different ways of upcycling materials, and this is one of the more creative ones that I've seen. We really struggled for ideas on what to do, and I think they're pretty amazing looking when you see the jewelry.
We want to be clear that the rock and the paint on it are the property of MSU, and not just anyone can take a piece of it, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Are there any plans to ever intentionally make more of the rock available for these mementos?
All depends. The paint, this was the first time I've had a sheet fall off like that anybody's given to me, so I have no idea on how frequent that happens. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get chipped, be clear. It just falls off naturally.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Mel, where can people buy the jewelry?
Right now, the MSU Museum gift shop is carrying it, and they'll be at a special event tomorrow that Chris can probably tell you about better.
Yeah. What's going on, Chris?
Sure. Tomorrow at the surplus store from noon to 9 p.m., we have what we're calling the Shop Everything MSU sale. We have about 19 different vendors, retailers from campus who will have booths there for items that you can purchase, everything from MSU Museum to the dairy store, the meat lab, all different areas. So.
This is where I say it makes a great gift.
Yes, it does.
We want to thank both of our guests, Chris Jolly, the manager of the MSU Surplus Store, along with jeweler Mel Swartz, who makes Spartan agate. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much.